This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We are going to take it live for you. This is a really big deal. And welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It's a really big deal. Over 1,000 people here, some of the richest and most powerful people in not just Pennsylvania, but the entire country. And the president, who is here, I just saw him. I'm so funny. I just literally walked by the holding room and he was in there. And then I ran back here because I was realizing that the show started. And I was going a little bit late, but glad you're here. And the focus today is a $90 billion investment in Pennsylvania, a $90 billion investment in Pennsylvania for artificial intelligence, for technology, for everything. And it's all about beating China. And it's all about making sure that we are the leaders in the future, that the United States of America, that we are dominant, and not just dominant in energy, dominant in AI, dominant in all of it. So I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited to be here today. I'm excited that you're going to get to partake in this. And we have some great guests lined up too, and some great innovation that we're going to be talking about too, but a $90 billion investment in all of this. So, it's great stuff. But by the way, don't forget, we're just a couple weeks away from our big event with Giano Caldwell, our next Politics and Pints speaker series, which is going to be held at Bucks County Community College's Locke Performing Arts Center. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a fun night. Giano's the man. He's got a great story to tell. You're going to get a copy of his book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. And we'll have a really compelling and engaging conversation about not just crime in America, but about these prosecutors and what they're allowing to run wild in America and all of it. So make sure you do that. Get your ticket today by going to 1210WPHC.com, because you know what? This event's going to sell out. It always does. These events do sell out. So make sure you do it. All right. There's some other news too. The Epstein stuff is not going away. MAGA is divided over this, the online MAGA at least. But the question I have for you today is, do you think this is a story outside of just MAGA in terms of the online influence world? Is this going bigger than that? Or is this just one of those things confined to influencers who are online, influencers who are now fighting with each other? And beyond that, nobody cares, because that's the debate that we were having earlier today. That was a debate, is do you think that outside of Twitter, outside of whatever platform, Rumble, wherever, nobody cares? Now, there's different there's different perspectives on this. All right, so you got the perspective of people like, well, for example, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk in Turning Point USA, huge platform. He said he's done talking about Epstein. He's done. Megyn Kelly, obviously very, very successful podcast / SiriusXM host. She's not letting it go. Tucker Carlson's not letting it go. Matt Walsh is not letting it go. But outside of that, and the president has said now it's time to move on, and today he said he wants Pam Bondi to release whatever's relevant, and the Democrats are now jumping on this. And it's funny because the Democrats were in power for how many years, right? How many years were the Democrats in power? And they never, ever wanted to release the Epstein files. Now they're calling on the Epstein files to be released, which, of course, is easy to do when you're not in charge. But when they were in charge, they didn't say a word about it. So that's the real big question of the day today is, outside of the online MAGA influencers, does anyone give a damn? Does anyone care? Selena Zito said she was at a rodeo. I was talking to her earlier today. She's here. She's interviewing the president at some point. I am not. But that's okay. Sorry, he's a busy guy. It's no problem. They promised me another time, though. They did say that. So that's good. But she said she talked to a bunch of people at a rodeo in Pennsylvania, and they said they don't care. It's just not something they care about. Gianno Caldwell, who's our buddy who we're doing the event with, July 31st, he said this is not a kitchen table issue. However, there are other people who have made their bones on this, right? I mean, they've made millions of dollars on this. They built their whole platforms around this. I have not. I mean, I've talked about it, obviously. I've talked about the fact that I think he's an intelligence asset, and I think that this is a cover-up, and I think the government is purposely covering it up because he's an intelligence asset, but I haven't built my entire show around this. Of course, apparently at one point the show was funny, and it's not funny anymore. Thank you, Sue. But I have not made Epstein the epicenter of the show, but some people have. I mean, some influencers out there have. And they've got large followings. And to then just turn around and say, all right, I'm done talking about it, is that going to go over well with their audience? You know, that's what I wonder. There's always this question we have. And the question is Twitter representative of real life for X, the platform X? Is social media in general representative of real life? And the answer to that typically is no, it's not. You know, there's people out there living their life, and there's people who are going about their day. They're not necessarily driving around thinking about Jeffrey Epstein. But there are a lot of people who supported the president based on the fact that they wanted to get to the truth of not just him, but a lot of things. Like he's part of it. He's definitely an aspect of this. But they wanted to get to the truth of this because it was representative of the government keeping secrets and the government hiding things. It's like now, you know, Senator Rand Paul is demanding that or asking the DOJ to refer Fauci for criminal prosecution. The AutoPen scandal is not going away, thank God. The question I have regarding the AutoPen scandal after the New York Times story, the key takeaway from the New York Times story on the Biden pardons. And by the way, the president's supposed to speak at 3:30. So we're going to jump into Senator McCormick's live stream of this event. Like I said, I was toying with going down on the floor because I have my White House press pool credentials. So I could go down there, but I don't know if you'd hear anything if I was broadcasting from down there because it's very, very loud in there. So I'm kind of debating it, but if he's running late, I may run down and just kind of shoot a few minutes from down there and maybe go live for a few minutes. But there's a lot of technical factors at work with these things, especially when the president's involved. So I also don't want to make the Secret Service mad by going in and out of the room. So there's that. But anyway, on the Biden AutoPen scandal, the question that I had for you yesterday, or the question I have, is this. He did not personally sign off on a lot of these pardons. That was in the story, the New York Times admitting that. The bulk pardons, well, the staff, there was a criteria to meet, and if it met the criteria, then the staff would just go ahead and use the AutoPen, and that was the end of it. Okay? That's how that worked. Staff would then use the AutoPen and be done. They met the criteria. Was that the same on policy decisions? Because, for example, the ban on liquid natural gas exports, which I still think is one of the dumbest political moves in the history of politics. You have to win Pennsylvania. It's the must-win state. You put a ban on the export of liquid natural gas? Nah. And Biden, at a time when his brain was functional, never would have went along with that. So did they do that also with policy? Like, in other words, if something rose to the level of being a policy that the administration said, okay, did they not have to run that policy decision by the president? Just like a certain pardon. They say, all right, all the people who were bulk pardoned, well, we don't have to ask the president because it meets the criteria. Okay. Well, a ban on liquid natural gas. Does that meet the criteria of green energy? And then if that's the case, then they don't have to ask the president because it meets the threshold. That would answer a lot. It would also explain why when Speaker Mike Johnson asked the president about it, President Biden, he had no idea what Mike Johnson was talking about. And everybody at the time turned around and said, oh, it's just Biden's having one of his Biden days again. Was he having one of his Biden days, or did Biden really have no idea that there was a ban on the export of liquid natural gas? Because Biden did not authorize it. It was done by AutoPen. Now, it was done by AutoPen, and that was that. These are the questions that we have. These are the questions that we want answers to. These are the questions that we're going to try to get answers to. And the president is not giving up on this. The president said very clearly that he considers this to be one of the absolute biggest scandals, and the president is going to make sure. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. The president has said that he is going to try to get answers on this. He's not letting it go. Not letting it go. Earlier today, he said the AutoPen scandal is one of the biggest scandals. This is cut number 11. Let's start right there. Take a listen.
Look, the AutoPen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the... See that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of 7 desks. They're all beautiful, but I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee he knew nothing about what he was signing. I guarantee it.
I agree. He didn't know about it. And I just want to know if that extends to policy decisions as well, in addition to the pardons. But now that people have been pardoned, they can't hide behind their Fifth Amendment rights. You know, their Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. That's the one thing about that. So this time, you know, we can make Fauci answer for gain of function research. We can make these guys be held accountable for this. Here in Pennsylvania at this Energy and Innovation Summit, and listening to the speakers today and sitting in on some of these panels, it's very obvious why Pennsylvania, natural gas. No question about it. You know, in the old administration, there was a ban on liquid natural gas exports. You had Democrats who put moratoriums on fracking. And I truly believe that if Kamala Harris had won, that would have been the same case here. Oh, you know who's here, by the way? Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. He's here at this event. Oh, yeah, he's here. And I believe John Fetterman's here as well. It's all about bipartisanship for Pennsylvania and natural gas and nuclear power. So Pennsylvania is the key state, and that's why there's $90 billion of investment here. And this, the natural gas is not only going to create all these jobs, and they're doubling down on it, when liquid natural gas export facilities, the nuclear power to power artificial intelligence. It needs the energy. We have it. And the thing about this energy summit, bringing together all of these various leaders from companies, major companies and CEOs who are pledging all this money, the thing about it is that this is the inaugural. Senator McCormick, I talked to him earlier today. He said, oh, we're going to be doing this every year. This is an every year kind of thing. Here's Howard Lutnick, the Secretary of Commerce. This is what he said earlier today. This is cut number 3. You need natural gas. You need it in order to provide the massive AI data centers. Cut 3.
The key that we all know to the AI revolution is power, right? Power has to drive the energy, right? These chips, which you all think are little chips, these are giant chips, right? And a new NVIDIA Blackwell is the size, the smallest you can buy, is the size of a refrigerator, okay? And these suck energy like they're going out of style. So what has to happen is you've got to have the gas right? For now, you need the natural gas or coal infrastructure in order to provide these giant AI data centers the power that they need. And it's the combination of technology, investment, and power accessibility that makes a location key and successful. And Pennsylvania, as you all know, has that power.
There you go. And that's why we're here today. That's why they're having this big summit. That's why all these big CEOs from Constellation Energy and all these other companies are here having the conversation and pledging the money. And the other part of this, and you'll hear from the president in just a matter of moments here, is the natural gas plants and why the fact that there is so much energy here. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So today, Senator McCormick, and I sat in on the opening session, talked about what we're going to be doing. $90 billion of investment, tens of thousands of jobs. We'll hear from the president in just a few moments. But this was Senator McCormick earlier today. This is cut number one. Take a listen.
This summit is about catalyzing, among other things, $90 billion of investment and tens of thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania. Let me repeat that. Today we're going to announce $90 billion of investment and tens of thousands of jobs in Pennsylvania.
There you go. It's really, really good stuff. And I think, too, one of the additional points about this is that 2028, which is right around the corner, and the midterms, 2026, which are right around the corner, this is going to help in a big, big way. It really is. It's going to help in a huge way in holding on to the majority. And then it's going to help propel the Republicans in keeping the White House in 2028. Now, obviously, Josh Shapiro's here today because he wants to try to take credit for this so that he can use that as his platform for running for president in 2028. That's a big part of the reason why he obviously wants to be part of this. He wants some of that magic to kind of trickle down on him. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to go down to the floor and see if I can bring some of this live to you before the president starts. I can't promise anything because of the Secret Service and everything else, but we'll see if we can do it. And if not, we'll bring the live stream. But we're live at the first inaugural Innovation and Energy Summit here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Carnegie Mellon University. And it's great to be with you. I want to tell you about my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop, because Bob's Little Sports Shop is outstanding. They really are the best. And you know what? It's something you don't think about often when you think about a firearm store, but events. They can hold events. That's right. I'm talking about, how about a bachelorette party at a gun range? Yeah. A bachelor party, even a corporate event, you name it. No drugs or alcohol, obviously, but you'll have certified instructors, NRA certified instructors. They've got male instructors and female instructors. Bob's is the place to go for all your firearms needs and for these great live events and for these great bonding events. They can hold up to 30 people. During business hours, they can do events with 10 people. So whatever you want to do, Bob's can host a great event. You don't have to be even trained or ready. You don't have to have any experience whatsoever. They can just help you have a great event. And if you do want to get your certification, Bob's can help with that because they have classes and training specifically for women as well. And the best selection of firearms, the best people, right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. That's Bob's Little Sports Shop. I want you to go see them. They're our official sponsor of the show. And I'm so proud of that fact. So proud that Bob's is part of it. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. Just go there. You'll see their incredible inventory. 60 years in business. You know, they're doing something right. And they can plan the perfect event for you. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. This ad brought to you by Bob's Little Sports Shop. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 45th and 47th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump.
That you're here safely with us, and we are honored and thrilled to have you back in town. The town we're proud to call home at such an historic time for our great Commonwealth and for our nation. In your first term, you famously promised you were elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. And today you're once again making good on that promise. And what's happening here today is absolutely historic. Your visit and your leadership has catalyzed $90 billion of investment in energy and AI revolution in Pennsylvania. $90 billion. Your presence and those commitments showcase Pennsylvania's story to the world. And today's summit begins to deliver on the promises that you and I made to the working families of Pennsylvania by creating many thousands of new jobs. Mr. President, you and I campaigned on an agenda to make America energy dominant, to secure our nation's AI leadership, to create jobs and opportunity for working families in Pennsylvania and across America. And your policies are working. You're making our country energy dominant once again. You're supporting workers at every level. You've embraced foreign investment and created good-paying jobs right here in the United States of America, and you have been an unwavering in your commitment to rebuilding America's industrial capacity and securing long-term AI leadership. Those policies are not only crucial to our economic well-being, to the people here in Pennsylvania, but to our national security. And this agenda has galvanized private capital. It's unleashing a new wave of industrial development and job creation across America and in Pennsylvania. And I just want to say I'm so thankful to you, but also to your incredible team, Secretary Lutnick, Secretary Bessent, Secretary Burgum, Secretary Wright, David Sachs. We have had such incredible leadership and support from your team. Before we talk about those commitments here and what it means for Pennsylvania workers, I know you want to say a few words. And so I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to introduce the 45th and the 47th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and it's a real honor to be here. And this is a place that warms my heart. We did very well in this state, as you know, three times actually, and it's been a tremendous experience. I went to school here, I went to college here, and got to know it very well. And the people are the greatest people on earth, so it's a real honor to be here. And I have to say about David and Dina, they had the toughest race. It was. I said, this is going to be a tough one. And every campaign stop that I made, we had lots of people. Tens of thousands would be a small crowd. And I'd invite David, and he'd get up and do a fantastic job. And it all worked out, but he won a race that was really not doable, I think. It was, his opponent was here for a long time, and his father was there for it's about 50 years at least total. And those people aren't easy to beat, but you beat them. So I just want to congratulate you. That's amazing. And he wouldn't have done it without Dina. That I can tell you. We know Dina. Anybody that knows Dina knows exactly what I'm saying. And, you know, he mentioned Butler, but what nobody really talks too much about because they didn't see the order. But I actually looked down to the right before the that thing happened. And I said, oh, there's David McCormick, he's running for the Senate. David, come on up. And there was a little, there were so many people, there was a little problem he had coming up because I said, look, just do it later. And then about a minute later, so, you know, if you would have come up, I don't know what the hell would have happened, right? Huh? It worked out better this way, right?
Exactly.
I don't know if he would have been around, but other than that, let's take... I want to take full credit for that. I said, no, don't bother. We'll do it later. So if I didn't say that, who knows? But really great job. Exactly 1 year ago this week, David was at that rally in Pennsylvania. And 12 months later, look at what we have. We have a president. We have really, I mean, if you think about it, we had a country, and I just left the NATO leaders, I left the Middle East, the King of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, as you know, Amir, so great, and UAE, these are three great leaders. And then we just made a deal with NATO where they pay for everything and we give them the ammunition and the missiles and we give them whatever they want. We got to get that war stopped. It's so bad. But every leader said, no matter where, they all said the same thing to me. Some of them separately, but it's the same words, just about, he said, it's amazing. 1 year ago, you had a dead country. We were dead. We didn't think you could ever come back. And now today, you have the hottest country anywhere in the world. It's true. It's true. So we're back in Pittsburgh to announce the largest package of investments in the history of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and it's not even close. I don't imagine it's too close. I don't think second is too close. That's a big statement. This afternoon, 20 leading technology and energy companies are announcing more than $92 billion of investments in Pennsylvania. And if you want, we could probably get them up. Let's talk to them right now. But this is a really triumphant day for the people of the Commonwealth and for the United States of America. We're doing things that nobody ever thought possible. As of about a month and a half ago, when we came back from the Middle East, we came back with $5.1 trillion of investments from the three countries that I mentioned, and they're great people, great leaders of those countries. But we came back with many, many planes that they are going to build through Boeing. They came back with a package of goods that were, you know, nobody's seen. I don't think anybody's seen $5.1 trillion. And we are now at about 16, think of this, $16 trillion. And we're at a little bit less than 6 months, but really we're probably at 3 months because it took me a little time to get started, right? So in 3.5, 4 months, let's say, we have about $16 trillion. There's never been anything like that in history. You can go for years, and they didn't have numbers like that. And if you look at the last administration, you had negative numbers. You didn't have positive numbers. You're going in the wrong direction. But we have the hottest country, and we're going to keep it that way. Today's commitments are ensuring that the future is going to be designed, built, and made right here in Pennsylvania and right here in Pittsburgh, and I have to say right here in the United States of America. I want to thank, we have some great talent in the administration. I want to thank and say hello to a few people that are with us, Secretaries Scott Bessent, Howard Lutnick, Doug Burgum, Chris Wright. You know, Chris Wright's very friendly with the people up here. Doug, I wanted Doug for energy. I didn't know about Chris. And Doug said, no, I have somebody that's much better than me. Right? And Doug never said that in his life. You have to know. I said, this guy must be very good. But what a team they are. You know, we have one controls the land and one controls the energy, but it was sort of intertwined. So we put them together, right? We never even discuss who's supposed to be the leader of the pack. But boy, you are. It was one instruction, drill, baby, drill, right? And they are drilling. They are drilling. We have the EPA administrator. Probably, I must say this, Doug. I hate to say it, Chris and Doug and all of you guys. The most important man on the dais today is Lee Zeldin. It's called Environmental Protection because he's going to be the one that gets you a permit. He's going to get you a permit for the largest electric producing plant in the world in about a week, would you say? Now, if you go nuclear, I promise him I'd give him 2 weeks. Okay? Nuclear, we'll give him a little more time. But, you know, the biggest problem we've had is it takes years and years to get permits. And he really is. He's a phenomenal guy. And, you know, his history, he's a great lawyer, great congressman, in a race that was, according to most, unwinnable, almost won for governor, just missed it by a few points. And he's really fantastic. But he's essentially the Environmental Protection Agency, the top man, and he's got things rocking, and already they're building plants and they have their permits. These are permits that would have taken you literally 10 years to get, or I would really say 10 years before they voted against you, because that's really what was happening, and it's crazy all over the country. But we're freeing it up, and he really is going to be able to produce. And I'm looking at the numbers of China, where they're producing a lot of electric. Well, they only have one man they have to worry about, our friend, right? President Xi. He can do that by himself. I don't know if I can. Do I have the right to overrule you? Maybe. I don't know. Probably I do, but I won't have to. But so he has one man, and we have one man. The one man is sitting right there. We appreciate you doing an amazing job. They're building plants already, and they're building plants, and they have already their permits. And I have to take it. I have to brag just for a second, because when I first heard about AI, you know, it's not my thing. Although my uncle was at MIT, one of the great professors, 51 years, whatever. He was the longest serving professor in the history of MIT, 3 degrees in nuclear, chemical, and math. That's a smart man. Kaczynski was one of his students. Do you know who Kaczynski was? There's very little difference between a madman and a genius. But Kaczynski, I said, what kind of a student was he, Uncle John, Dr. John Trump? He said, what kind of a student? And then he said, seriously good. He said he'd go around correcting everybody. But It didn't work out too well for him. Didn't work out too well, but it's interesting in life. But I will say this, that we have the greatest brains, we have the greatest power, and we are going to have more electric. I said to some of the guys coming in, they wanted to hook up to the grid. I spoke to Mark and Jeff and a lot of people, and they said, well, we want to know about the electric, because I was told we'll need from David. The first one, you're the first one that told me. That's why I hired him, because I said he told me something I didn't know. He said, you need double the electric of what we have right now and maybe even more than that. Remember that? And I said, what, are you kidding? And that's double the electric that we have. Take everything we have and double it. And actually, the number, that was even low. You need more than that. And to do that, you'd have to hook up to an old grid, in many cases broken, and certainly very much open to destruction from bombs and planes and from, frankly, storms. You see what happened, that horrible situation in Texas. And you'd be subject to that. And it's fragile, but it is old, and it can't have the capacity unless you totally rebuild it. That would take decades. And I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we, when you build your plant, wherever you may build it, you build your own electric plant. And nobody took it seriously. They sort of looked like, I can't really take that seriously, because they didn't believe it was happening. So the smartest people, some of them on stage right now, were saying, huh. And then they'd say, well, how do we hook up to the grid? We want to hook up to... They didn't believe what I was saying. And I said, no, I'm really serious. I'm going to let you build, right, Lee? I'm going to let you build with your plant. You're going to build, we'll make you like a public utility. You're going to build your own Con Edison in New York. You're going to build your own electric factory, and you're going to make your own electricity. So this way you can have a great plant. And what you'll do is, if you have excess, you can sell it back into the grid. You'll even make money from the electric business, because these guys do know how to make money. They'll end up doing things that will be shocking. And you're going to make your own plant. So when I looked at the numbers before, I saw a board outside, and it said how much electricity China's making. Well, we just started. But we're going to actually end up doing more than them, and it's going to be done privately, and you're going to own your own electric plants. And they'll be powered by maybe nuclear, maybe gas, maybe coal. You know, we brought coal back in. They won't be powered by wind, because it doesn't work. I hate to say it just doesn't work. It's rather intermittent. You don't want it. Causes a lot of problems. But we have every form of fuel that you want to use for your plant. And you'll build a plant. You'll build your electric. And this way you have no excuses, because I didn't want to be the one that said, listen, we're trying to build that grid in 10 years from now, and you wouldn't be able to open. You're going to build it with your own plants. And so people heard that. They couldn't believe it, and finally now they believe it, because we have a couple that are already started, and they're building their electric plants along with their separate plant. And in fact, some of them are building the electric plant inside of their main building. So it's really exciting to see. But I was very, very proud of that, actually. White House AI czar David Sachs. David, thank you very much. Great job. David interviewed me on his podcast about, what's that now, 2 years ago or something in San Francisco, and I said, this guy's very smart. If I pull this sucker off, I'm going to probably hire him in some form. I got to get him in. But you've been doing great. Thank you, David, very much. Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, Michael Kratsios. Michael, thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Good job. They tell me you're doing great. Thank you very much. As well as State Senate President Pro Tem Kim Ward. Kim, thank you. Kim, good job. Kim's very happy right now. State Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman. Joe, thank you. And State Senator Greg Rothman. Thank you very much, Greg. Thank you. I also want to recognize your great congressmen. These are friends. These are warriors. They just passed the great, big, beautiful. See, I add the word great. I like to say, because the really was really supposed to be great, big, beautiful. They call it the big, beautiful. But I had great. They took the word great out. I was on a show called To Face the Nation or something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, To Face the Nation. And I said, I want a great, big, beautiful bill. And they named it that. And it really is. It was supposed to be seven bills. Could have been two or three, but it was supposed to be originally seven. I said, let's put them all together. And if you put them all together, there's going to be something for everybody. And that's what happened. And we got it passed. And Republicans did it. We didn't get one Democrat vote. Think of it. The biggest tax cut in history. And we didn't get a Democrat vote. And so many other things. No tax on tips. No tax on Social Security. No tax on overtime. But the biggest tax cut in the history of our country. You got that. Also, the biggest deduction, you know, you have a 10-year period. Last time we had a 1-year period, now you have a 10-year period. And that's what made the first one. We had the most successful economy in the history of our country during my first term. And we passed the bill, but that bill, honestly, as good as it was nothing compared to this one. And the biggest thing and the biggest reason for the success was the deduction. And you're allowed to do it. And this time we're including structure. So you're able to deduct those big structures that you're building. So nobody thought that was even possible. But I want to introduce the people that
we're going to take a quick break while the president makes some introductions. Come right back. We're just pot him down for a second, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. President's just going to do a couple introductions and then we'll continue. We're live at the first inaugural Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit with President Donald Trump, hosted by Senator Dave McCormick. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Okay, we're jumping in back here live at the first inaugural Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit, hosted by Senator Dave McCormick, featuring some of the most powerful and influential people in the tech AI sector. President Trump is speaking now. Let's jump back in.
Actually, a very, very powerful. I say you're not allowed to call it coal. You have to call it clean, beautiful coal. You're not allowed, John, to call it just coal. because people don't understand. We call it clean, beautiful coal. But China is, I think they're going to be very far behind. Mark my words, I think they're going to be very far, because these are, we have a lot of places going up right now, and they're all going to be great. And they actually feed off each other. But remaining the world's leader in AI will require an enormous increase in the energy production, and that's taking place, and you're doing it yourself, and a massive build-out of physical infrastructure and the tremendous technology skill that Pennsylvania has. I mean, you have tremendous skill in this state. Today, the Commonwealth is reclaiming its industrial heritage and taking its place at the forefront of the AI technological revolution. And as I said before, it's an expression I used all during the campaign and screamed it out, "We'll drill, baby, drill." And people went crazy. We had big crowds, as you probably heard, biggest ever, biggest in history. The investments being announced this afternoon include more than $56 billion in new energy infrastructure and more than $36 billion in new data center projects. And a lot more than that are going to be announced in the coming weeks, not even months. I think we could say weeks, right, Howard? In the campaign, I promised that I would save the Homer City power plant 50 miles east of here that Joe Biden's Green New Scam forced to shut down. It's a Green New Scam, greatest scam in history, the greatest in history. Well, the auto pen, I think, is a bigger scam, if you want to know the truth. Actually, I do believe that. Today, we're pleased to report that a $15 billion investment from Knighthead Capital Management. Who's here from Knighthead? Well, I'm very impressed with that. $15 billion. That's pretty good. It's a great location, too. Wow. That's very impressive. Thank you very much. That's a big number, huh? It's a big number, and yet it's peanuts relative to what it would go. That's a good job. But the Homer City site is being resurrected as the largest natural gas-fired power plant ever to be built in North America. Is that right, huh? That's fantastic. As another example, Google will be investing billions and billions of dollars to revitalize two major hydropower facilities in Pennsylvania. Congratulations. Say hello to Sergey and Sundar. They've done a pretty good job at Google, I'll tell you. And they have their star right here, so congratulations. That's really fantastic.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.